Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a schus lui nishmas Rav Asher Heber zichrono levracha, the refuas Rav Chaim Yitzchak ben Freida Fegalea, Rav Tzvi Chaim ben Helena Shendel, Rav Tzvi Yehuda ben Ita Fega, Rav Yitzchak ben Sion ben Sara, B'sol Shar Chole Yisrael, and it's based on the Torah of Man Rosh Hashiva Rav Fudner Zatzal. It says Vaydav Hashem Moshe Lemor Kadosh Likol B'chor Etc. Rav Yom Roshalom Zechor Asim Azer Shir Tzasim Mitzrayim. So Hashem says to Moshe, sanctify for me all the Bechors. And Moshe says to the nation, remember the day that you left Egypt. So it looks like two different things here. First, Hashem says to Moshe one thing, Kadosh Likol Bechor, and then Moshe doesn't say the same thing to the Jewish people. So how does it shtim, these two, Kadosh Likol Bechor, and then remember the day you left Egypt? Why doesn't Moshe Rabbeinu repeat the words to the Jewish people that Hashem told him? You would expect that Hashem gives in Moshe a command. Moshe is going to just relay the information as told, but it doesn't seem like that. So what we'd like to explain the union of Makas Bechoros and also be Magdir Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. It says in the pasuk, "Koamar Hashem kachatzos halayla niyotze b'soch Mitzrayim meis kol b'chor b'eretz Mitzrayim b'chor paro yoshev al kiso ad b'chor hashivcha etc." So said Hashem at chatzos, "I'm going to go out among Mitzrayim and all the b'chor who in eretz Mitzrayim is going to die, from the b'chor of paro who sits on his throne to the b'chor of the shivcha." So we have to understand two nekudos. What's this lashon of yitziyah? Usually it's lashon of Yerida, Erdana, like it says by stone. Ve'ered lahatzilo, it says by Yitzias Mitzrayim. And here we have a different lashon talking about Yitziyah. Ani yotze b'soch Mitzrayim, not only Ered b'soch Mitzrayim, ani yotze. So Chazal give a mashal, a kohen who's mechal his kahuna to go into a beis hakvaris to take his truma that found its way to the beis hakvaris. That's what Hashem means, Hashem going out to Mitzrayim. Number two, it's also interesting that the parasha of Mises Bechoros comes b'derech memela. It doesn't say God did something, like V.K.C. It just says, I'm going to go out to Mitzrayim, and then memela, meis kol b'chor, it's going to happen automatically. How does that work? So in order to explain the first nekuda, first we have to understand a mashal mehilchos derech eretz. So if you have a katan and a gadol, a young person and an older person next to a door, the katan lets the gadol go in first. That's only when they're going into a makom mechubad. If they're going into a place that's dirty, it's filthy, so there's no kavod to be makdim the gadol to go in first. So we have to know that we can say about a person, as erfar mokt eved laritz lefana b'sus lerkov la'alav. A guy needs an eved to run in front of him, a horse to ride upon, but that's not hagadas edus on the person himself. We would say about that person that he can't be without an Eved, or what's the fun of? He can't be without an Eved, or what's the fun of in the Susha Roche Balav. He really needs it. He can't do without it. So then we're made on the person. Just the fact that a person has an Eved, or what's the fun of, and a Sus Lirko Balav. So that doesn't tell us about the person himself. Say that's what he has. But a person who can't live without it, that's already a different parasha. Not a person who has wealth, it's a person who himself is wealthy. And therefore we say about Knesset Yisrael that she believes in Tchiyas HaMeisim. It's not enough. The Iker Nekuda in the Ma'ilu of Knesset Yisrael is that Knesset Yisrael can't live without the Emunah Tchiyas HaMeisim. She can't find menucha without it, and its life is not a life without it. And this is built on the yisod of Atem Advekem Hashem Elokechem Chayim Kulchem Hayoyim. Without Chayim, ain't Dvekus. And what's Knesset Yisrael without this Dvekus? And therefore we speak about Knesset Yisrael, the collective soul of the Jewish people, in terms of Ani Amis V'Chayim Achatzdi V'Ani Erpa, that I killed and I'm going to bring back to life, I smote and I'm going to heal. That we need a refuah, and there's a refuah for this death, for machatz makaso shel olam, for machatzdi, for this for the Mak of the world for Misa and the Mahalach for Knesset Yisrael is to find calmness for its soul even after the Gzeres Misa. And David already said, Ki regabapo chayim b'ritzono, apo, God's anger is for a moment. That's Gzeres Misa. But that's only rega. But in the general system of Knesset Yisrael, God's ratzon is chayim, chayim b'ritzono. And only from bringing this into our consciousness, that the whole apo is only b'chinas rega, then Knesset Yisrael can find refuge in the storm of its soul when it sees death in the world, because we know that it's only temporary. So according to this, we can understand the Pesukim by Sheshes Mei Bereshis, where it says there the words Vayar Ki Tov. According to the Ramban, this is showing that there's Kiyum for the Bria. If after Bria Sa'adam, B'sof Yom HaShishi, even after the Mais of Chayr Adam Arishon, it says Tov Me'od Al Bria Sa'adam, that's through this Apispaklaria, that's through this vision of Chayim Birtsona, that without that, how can you say Tov Me'od on an approach that all of life is only 70, 80 years in Gvur Shmonim Shana, an approach of eat and drink today, for tomorrow we will die, as it says in Yeshayahu Chav Beis Yud Gimel. So that's impossible. So when we say Vayar Ki Tov, Tov Me'od, this Tov is that there's a Kiyum, it's not talking about man who's going to die. That's talking about man who's going to live forever. That's the Aspaklaria, that's the looking glass of Chayim Birtsona. And what indeed is the yichus and gdula of the Bukhor? Is it because he's the first one that comes out to the world? No. It's because of the emuna of Kitov and Tov Me'od of the world, of man. In other words, the emuna nachrutz hayamim, because without this emuna, there's no place for this tefisa of Kitov and the kiyum olam kiyum adam. And the whole world is only judged like a mokom metuna from Bukhor. It's a disgusting place. And therefore, as the yichus on ma'alas of gdulas shel ha'bechor, so he's going into a dirty place. What's the ma'ala, like we said before, there's no ma'ala to go into a dirty place, going to a dirty world. What's the ma'ala of the bechor? So the only reason there's a ma'ala is because he's going into a world of chayim b'ritzon, or that be'etzem Hashem's ratzon is for life. So that's the light of Leil Tesvav. Then on that night of Gilui Kedushas B'nei Bechor Yisrael and the birth of Klal Yisrael appeared this ray of light of Machatzti V'ani Erpa, appeared this ray of light of Tchias HaMesim. And that ray of light itself is Goremes L'makas Bechoros, because when this light of Kitov appears of Chayim Britzono, so the Bechorah of Mitzrayim is blown up. The whole yichus of Bechorah is only because of the Kitov of the Bria, that it's something that's going to last. So when we have this Makas Bechoros, our Bechor is accentuated, that he's a Maila, that he's in a world that's going to live forever, and Memela, the Bechor, Zekzuelu Mazeh, the Bechor of the Mitzrim, is going to burst. And the Kvod HaBechor of Mitzrayim is only a Knisa L'Mokom Bechor, and that's from the Bechor Paro of the Chor HaShevi, that's from the Bechor of Paro until the Bechor of taken in captivity. That's a Mokom Bechor that has no Maila. Therefore, they are automatically going to die. So the nekuda that's ma'achid is them is their bechorah, but not their personal honor. And that's the mashal b'divrei Chazal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out into Mitzrayim b'makas bechoros is like a kohen who goes into the Beis HaKavaros to save his truma that became mechulal there. Why do we say this dafka by makas bechoros? By other makas also Mitzrayim. Why don't we say that Hashem went out there and that he was matzil his truma that's mischalel, that's a being violated in the Beis HaKvaras. So you can taina that, all right, b'makas b'chor, it's lo ayde shaliach, el HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodu b'atzmo. Nevertheless, that doesn't completely exhaust the, fully explain the idea. So we have to understand what we said here and all of its uniqueness. Knesset Yisrael must carry within it those lights of the end of days. But as long as she's in Mitzrayim, the Truma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tuvu Aso, is Mischaleles. The Jewish people are violated. In order to take it out of that atmosphere, from this Shlita and Amatzav of Her Der Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has to go out to Mitzrayim, and he has to be Mavkiya, he has to break through with this light of Tchias HaMesim. At the moment of the birth of Knesset Yisrael, so that's what's happening here. The Tvua, Reishis Yisrael, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvua, so the Tvua, we're the Tvua of Hashem, we're God's grain, and then the Reishis of that grain is the Bechor. The Jewish people, Bechlal, are Kodesh Yisrael Hashem, Reishis Tvua, so. But what's within the Jewish people, the Bechor is obviously the what's most unique, what's most special. So he has to go out and into this matzav of Heyader Chaim and bring this light of Tchiyas HaMesim that when the Jewish people are being born. And again, this is the night of Bnei Bechor Yisrael, of the birth of the Bechor, the Jewish people being the Bechor, and specifically the Bechors, right, of the Mitzrim, Lumas, the Bechor of the Jews. So from the penetration of this light of Oros Tchiyas HaMesim and the birth of the Jewish people, there's going to be an automatic blowing up, a destruction of the Bechor of Mitzrayim. And that's the lashon of a meis kol Bechor b'derech memeila. There doesn't have to be any pu'ula lehedji, any explicit act to kill the Bechorah. Automatically it's going to go away, and its nothingness it makes clear with the light of Or Tchiyas HaMesim that the Jewish people have their true life, and keneged zeh, the automatically the Bechorim of Mitzrayim who's are going lamavis. So that light of Tchiyas HaMesim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries around, hidden inside of him, like it says in the Devarim Lamed Beis Lamed Daled. And only on Leil Tesvav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made shine this hidden light for a moment in order to take out his truma, that's Mischalelus Beves HaKvaros Mamish, a life of death, that's Mitzrayim. And that's what it says, Yoytzei B'Sech Mitzrayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of his Makom Starav U'Machbo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sort of hiding there, he's hiding this light, and then he comes out and he shows the light of Tchiyas HaMesim, and then automatically the Bechor of Mitzrayim is Mispatel, and the Jewish people, their eternal life is revealed. So he kills the Bechoros, who, by showing they went into a Makom Mechor, they went into this dirty place, there's no covet at all. You think it's so great, but it's really not, because it's going, the world is one big cemetery. So Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes out, he shows this light of Achrus HaYamim, and that our life is eternal, and then corresponding to that, then we see that the life of the Bechor of Mitzrayim against the life of the Bechor of Knesset Yisrael, Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tuaso, the life of Mitzrayim is really a life of death. And from this light comes out the Kedushas Petarechem, the Bechor Yisrael. The Yachas B'Bechor Yisrael is Bechorim Harakta, Becharcha Ga'olta, Haba Hatalia, their Bechor is you killed, and your Bechor you redeemed. Because we understand now this Kiddush of Petarechem, that their Bechor went out, their Bechor died, they're going into a Makom Bechor, and our Bechor is coming out first, that special mile of the Bechor, that he's coming out first into a world of life, of Achrus HaYamim. And Memela, when you contrast these two Bechors, their Bechor is going to die, and our Bechor is going to be redeemed. So now we get to the Pasuk, Vayomer Moshe Zechoris Yom Azeh Asher Yetzasim Mitzrayim. And that's defining Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. What does that mean? That the klal that we're going to mention here is shaykh to all sheish zechiros, but specifically vetzichred, and we'd like to talk about zechiros yitzias Mitzrayim, which is one of the sheish zechiros. We find the halacha psuk on Shulchan Aruch that if you see your friend that you love after 12 years that passed that you didn't see him, you say baruch mechayim meisim b'shem u'malchus. So it's a neir lemisboinen. Ma'omo kukvias nuscha brachas. I'll take brachas very seriously. So you're going to make Mechayim Mesim on a person you haven't seen in 12 months? It seems very far-fetched. In the Gemara, it says that the Pasuk says, Nishkachti kemes milev, ayisi kechli oved, I was forgotten like a dead person from the heart. I was like a lost kli. So the din is that after three regalim, 12 months, you don't have to announce a kli that's lost, because you assume that the person already forgot about it, it was Messiah. So since the Pasuk compares a Kli Oved and Shichas Ames Milev, we equate the two and we say, just like you forgot the Aveda, you forgot your friend. After 12 months, it's Kilu there's a Hesach Hadas. But we have to know that this isn't far-fetched at all. The Hesach Hadas is a branch of the Gzeir of Machas Makas V'Shal Olam, that a person in Misa can't be together. The Kitov is Mechayiv Chayim Birtzona. And if nevertheless we require from a Jew that he should live, even in the Mizgeret, even in the framework of Heder Chaim, of a lack of life, we have to create a Mahalach of Hesach Hadas. And if they're attacking the Bracha of Mechayim Mason, after you forgot your friend from 12 months past, that's Mamisha Toitzov Gzeiras Misa. If not from Misa, there'd be no room for Hesach Hadas. Why would you have to have Hesach Hadas? Nishkachti kemes milev. right? The dead person is forgotten after 12 months, but if there's no death, there's no reason to forget. So why, when you don't see your friend for 12 months, you're going to be meisich das from like a dead person, only because it's gzeiros misa ba'olam. So when you meet your friend again, it's mamish like tchiyas ha'meisim. And so this isn't so far-fetched at all. We live in a world of gzeiros misa. This means that after 12 months, somewhat, the person's going to move on with life and forget the mace. And mamela, that also happens to your friend, but it's only because there's gzeiros misa ba'olam. And then when you see him again, it's like tchiyas ha'meisim, because that's the framework in which we're living. It's tchiyas ha'meisim b'seir anpin. So now we have to be mamed a big cloud. The mitzvah of zachor in the Torah doesn't mean just a nigud for shichacha. Rather, it's a nigud for hesach hadas. In other words, that a person should live with that das always. That's what it means, zachor. There should be no hesach hadas. And therefore, since on Leil Tesvav, the light of Chaim La'ad is shining of eternal life, and this ha'ara, this light, is mafkia memeila mehesach hadas, precludes automatically from hesach hadas, which is an outcome of Xeris Misa. What's mischaya from this is zachor of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because we have this light of eternity on Leil Tesvav, and memeila, if there's eternity, there's no hesach hadas, because that's an outcome of Xeris Misa. And automatically, it makes sense, obviously, that there's going to be a zachor for Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Leil Tesvav is mufkas mitzad atzma, is inherently precluded from Hesach Hadas, because this is the night of Tchiyas HaMeisim. The night of Tchiyas HaMeisim is no forgetfulness. Forgetfulness is only because there's a Gzeiros Misa in the world. But if there's no Gzeiros Misa in the world, then the Hesach Hadas isn't necessary. So on Leil Tesvav, since we're living in the world of Tchiyas HaMeisim, of no death, Memela, there's no Hesach Hadas. So Zachor, remember the day you left Egypt, because this is a night that's Mufka from Hesach Hadas, that's precluded from Hesach Hadas. There's no more Gzeiros Misa. So there's a special connection here, there's a special Zechira, the Afghan Leil Tesvav. So now we go back to the beginning. There are really not two inyanim here. We have Kadesh Likol B'chor, and then Zechor Yom Asayom Asher Yotzasim in Mitzrayim. Really, it's two that are one. That the Kedushas B'chor B'Yisrael is built on the Yisod of Havkas Aras Shel Tchiyas HaMeisim, of the breaking through of the lights of Tchiyas HaMeisim. That's where our Kedushas B'chor comes from, as we explained at length. That B'chor comes in first, and it's only a kavod if he's going to a Makom Shel Kavod. So their Bechor went into a Makom Mechor, because they're going into a big Beis HaKvaris, a world where there's death. Our Bechor is going into a world of life, Ki Chaim Ba'apo, Hirega Ba'apo Chaim Birtzono, that God's true will is life, and that's really what we're aiming for, and that's what the Knesset Israel has within it. So that's the whole Jewish people in general, and specifically the Bechors, connected the Bechors of Mitzrayim, because the Bechors are the ones who come in first. And the Jews in general are called Bnei Bechor Yisrael, but the Bechors of the Jews more specifically, and that corresponds to the Bechor of Mitzrayim, who they come into a Beis HaKvaris. So therefore, when the light of Tchiyas HaMeisim is revealed, we see that their life isn't really life, it's really death. So the only true life is the light of Tchiyas HaMeisim, where it's going to be eternal, because life, by definition, has to be eternal. And this light is mafkia from Hesach Hadas. When you have this light, there's going to be no more forgetfulness, no more neshkachti kemeis milev. There's no longer a reason to forget, because that's a totzah of Gzeiros Misa. Once there's no longer going to be Gzeiros Misa, then there's going to be no longer a need for Hesach Hadas. And this Hafkar is the content of the Tzivui, Zachor HaSayom HaShe Yitzasim Mitzrayim. So when Moshe said, Zachor HaSayom HaShe Yitzasim Mitzrayim, which is Mafkiah from Hesach Hadas, so that is automatically saying the same thing as Kadesh Likol B'chor, which is also the world of not having Hesach Hadas, because Hesach Hadas comes from death. And Kadesh Likol B'chor means sanctify the B'chor, because we're true life, as opposed to the B'chors of the Mitzrayim that are going into a Beis HaKvaris. So you see here a big Yisod, that life is eternal. We live in a world which is Be'atzim Beis HaKvaris. Anyone who comes in, you know, they say Beis HaKvaris, it's very popular. People are dying to get in, right? So that's the world. The world is a Beis HaKvaris. People come and they go. And we look on Leil Pesach for that night of Tchiyas HaMeisim in eternity. And that's really what we're living for. We're not living for this very temporary life. Okay. Advarim hayu miflayim v'amukim. Yishkizocha mitzashem. Bekarav mamish. To see Tchiyas HaMeisim. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.